I'll tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
FM 90.3 WJTL, that is Matthew West with Unashamed. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:04.
The Unbreakable Boy. It's a movie that tells a story of Scott and Teresa, who learn that their son, Austin, is autistic and has brittle bone disease. The movie showcases a father's fear, a son's courage, and a story of unconditional love. Listen, Winning Wednesday, for your chance to win a pair of passes for the film. Get all the details at unbreakableboy.com.
And this morning, our very special guest is our friend Carol Hastings. Carol, the admissions director at Dayspring Christian Academy. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning back to you, Fred.
Yeah, it's always a joy for us to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Brooks, Cameron, and Emma, the boys and girls basketball teams at Dayspring, and my choir peeps who meet on Thursdays.
Yeah, how are your basketball teams doing?
They have been coming through districts, so they've gone through the whole season with great records. They went through leagues. Now they're in districts and hoping to find a path to states.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Just in case folks don't know, tell us all about Dayspring Christian Academy.
We are a principal approach school. You wonder what that is.
Yes, I wonder what that is.
This is the way people were taught to think and reason. Thank you.
Yes.
From our founding to maybe 1900. So not the technique of like, they didn't have the same books or computers, obviously, but they were taught to be critical thinkers and to evaluate information, to read whole books from beginning to end, which is kind of a thing anymore.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to pass that on to a new generation and finding that we're having really great learning and great thinkers because of it.
Yeah. Do you still read whole books, like real books, as compared to Kindles?
Paper books.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
Yeah, I love that, right?
I love that.
Like, there's just something about that that can't be replaced.
No. And you know, I read a study that found that reading a book in your hand activates more senses, so you have a greater reception and understanding of the book.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So tell us what's going on at Dayspring these days. What are you guys doing? And I understand that we could come visit if we want to get more info.
You should come visit on Thursday, March 13th. From 6 to 8 in the evening, we have an all-school open house. We have mini lessons by teachers. You want to know how God thinks about DNA? Come and check us out. We want to share a project fair with you, and you can see the Evidence for Creation Museum, some cool science projects. We'll also have a display by our Invention Convention team, who made it to states in competition for a really cool polymer thing that they did with soil. I know, these are heavy thinkers.
Yeah.
But come and see us. Check us out. See our classrooms. Meet our teachers. Say hi.
Yeah. Dayspring is located in Mountville, right next to the Mountville Library there.
Yep.
You guys have a great space there. How long have you been there now?
Since 2010.
Wow. That's amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah, love it there. So when folks come out, they'll get to meet the teachers, they'll get to see the students in action, they'll get to do all that.
Oh, there's all kinds of wonderful stuff to see.
Do people have to sign up ahead of time if they want to come visit?
No, they don't have to. But if you do, check us out at dayspringchristian.com and you can register online. We can help set you up with a tour team. You'll meet our headmaster, Dan Stone, meet our principals, all the cool stuff. And you'll see all of the books we read from preschool through 12th grade.
Love it. Check it out online. DayspringChristian.com is the place. Or they could give you a call as well if they want to.
Oh, sure. Reach out to me at 717-285-2000. If you want to know more but don't like the phone, email me at info@dayspringchristian.com.
We'll talk more with Carol coming up. We've got music on the way to Seth Schleeder for King and Country and much more.